我们今天要分享的题目是耶稣洁净圣殿。
Peace with you. And today we're going to share the message is Jesus cleanses the temple.
今天分享的经文是约翰福音的第二章十三到二十二节。
So we are use the verses in a book of John.
在开始今天的经文之前，我们先来看一个历史上的故事。
So before we start, let's take a look at the what happened in the history.
在过去的这个大部分的西方教会历史里面呢，一直都是罗马天主教会。
And so in the history of Christianity, they are all started with all the Catholic.
这个罗马天主教会呢，后来出现一些小的问题。
So they start with all the Roman Catholic, but there's a problem then.
当时呢，有一个很奇怪的事情呢，叫做赎罪券。
So at that time, they have a plenary indulgence.
这个罗马天主教会呢，是说这个人的灵魂死后呢，好人马上就升到天堂，坏人就下到地狱。
So their doctrine, they are talking about all the good people will ascend into heaven, but for those people who have done bad things, it will descend into the hell.
然后他们又加上了一个叫做炼狱的地方。
So they added the purgatory.
那么这个不好不坏的人呢，是待在炼狱里面，然后受一定的这个苦难，等待判决，最终的判决。
But for those people who has is a half good, half a bad, they have to go to purgatory to pay for their trial for their sin.
然后他们发明了这样一个商业的产品。
And then they created this commercial element
叫做赎罪券。
It called the indulgence.
只要你花一定金额的这个钱买了赎罪券。
So as long as you pay for those indulgence,
你可以为你自己的灵魂，或者是为你亲友的灵魂。
So that you can pay for your own soul or for the people of your loved one.
可以为将来可能会这个会死去的人，也可以为已经死去的人。
And you can pay for the people who has not is still alive, or even for the people who has already died dead.
如果你买了这个赎罪券，他们的灵魂呢，马上就可以从炼狱里到了天堂。
So that once you pay for this indulgence, then you can minimize some of the trial, or maybe even get ascended into heaven.
当时发明这个商业产品有一个很主要的目的。
So the way the purpose they create this indulgence,
因为当时这个罗马的教廷，就是我们今天梵蒂冈这个地方呢，要建一个新的非常宏伟的教堂。
So because the Roman Catholic and they are the Pentagon, that's why they are trying to collect money to build to build a church,
就是我们今天去梵蒂冈所参观的那个圣彼得大教堂。
So that's St. Peter's the church over there.
我访问过，真的是美轮美奂。
So I visited there before, and they are really magnificent.
但是我也意识到，其中很大的一部分的这个资金呢，是来自于贩卖赎罪券来的。
So a lot of money came from the selling of indulgence.
那么这件事情呢，让一个当时很年轻的罗马天主教会的修道院的修士觉得非常愤怒。
So this method was offended and also being angered by somebody who was in the monastery a priest.
这个人呢，就是马丁路德。
And he is Martin Luther.
他说是可忍，孰不可忍？就是这件事情，如果可以忍受的话，还有什么不能忍受的呢
？So if you can put up with this kind of selling indulgence, then what else you will not accept?
不管你是为了建造教堂，还是为了别的什么目的，你不能够为了敛财收取这个财物来发明一个 圣经里没有的教义来卖一个根本就不符合圣经的这样的商业产品。
So he really object to the such things to collect the money which is not never even reflect or never mentioned in the Bible.
所以呢他就写下了95条这个阐明罗马天主教会有哪些不合适地方的这个叫做95条这个纲领，然后他定在了在德国维滕堡这个教堂的大门上。
So he just he listed he identified 95 items that is not against those things that a Roman Catholic was practicing which is against the Bible and he posted it on the church.
这个教堂我去过，这个大门还在，但是当然贴的那张纸早就不在了。
So the church is still there, but the accusation he posted is, of course, is not there anymore.
这件事情呢，也就成为后来宗教改革的一个导火索。
So it triggers the Christian reformations.
这件事情呢，发生在1517年。
That happened in the 1517.
已经是500多年前的时候了。
So that's about 500 years ago.
自那以后呢，我们就按照这个宗教改革的这个路线呢，我们后来有了基督新教的教会。
So because this the spirit of this Reformation, then today we have the Protestant.
这也是我们这样的教会的这个主要的一个神学的这个领袖。
So that is also as what we believe as our church as the basic foundation of our faith is based on the Bible.
我们上个星期呢，我们学习到耶稣基督在这个迦拿的婚宴上跟大家一起庆祝。
So last week we shared the message that Jesus was celebrated with everyone in the Canaan's wedding.
婚礼上的这个酒喝完了，耶稣基督都变出酒来。让大家尽情的享受。
And they use up all the wine, and yet Jesus turned the water into wine.
我们的印象里面，耶稣基督永远都是面带微笑的，永远都是拥抱大家的，永远都是这样有爱心的。
So we have the picture that Jesus is full with love, always with hugging people and be really lovely with the people.
但是我们今天要看的经文呢，我们发现耶稣他发脾气了。
But today, we're going to see that it's not so. Jesus sometimes that become anger.
是什么事情会让耶稣愤怒到拿起鞭子？
What kind of things could cause Jesus to be so angry to take the whip?
我们今天的教会是不是也有同样的问题？
So do we also have some symptoms that may anger the Lord?
好，我们一起来做一个祷告。
So let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师，谢谢。
Heavenly Father and the Holy and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit，
谢谢你赐给我们这样美好的清晨，你让你的众儿女能够来到你的脚前，一起来见你的面。
We thank you that give us this such a wonderful morning that you can gather all the brothers and sisters to in front of you to worship you。
靠着我们自己，我们很难真正的去认识你。
And through ourselves that we have is difficult to understand about you。
感谢你，你赐下你的话语，你赐下你的儿子来到我们中间。
But we thank you that you have given your words through Jesus Christ.
让我们可以通过你的启示，真正的来认识你。
So through your revelations that we can know you.
我们把以下的时间仰望在你的手里面。
We commit all this time into your hand.
求你的灵充满我们每一个人。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will fill everyone's heart.
其实让我们更多的来认识你
and so that we can know you even better,
更加的来荣耀你
and to glorify you.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Amen.
我们今天讲到呢，分成三个部分。
So we have three outlines here.
第一部分呢是神圣的愤怒。
The one is the secret anger.
我们一起来读约翰福音二章的十三节。
So let's start read the God's words, the book of John, chapter 2, verse 13.
犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
When it was the almost time of Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
我们说约翰福音呢是写给这个希腊文化背景的读者的。
The book of John is written for those people with a Greek background.
所以在这里提到逾越节的时候呢，特别介绍这是犹太人的逾越节，做了一点点解释。
So when he mentioned about the Passover, he mentioned that it is, this is a festival for the Jews.
逾越节是一个什么样的节日呢？
So what is the holiday for?
我们读旧约，读到这个出埃及记的时候，
So when we read the book of the Exodus,
我们知道，神带领以色列人要离开埃及，神降了十灾在埃及地。
So we remember that God wanted to lead the Israelites out of the Egypt. There was a disaster arrive to the Egypt.
在最后一个这个，最重要的灾难的时候呢，这个因着门上神交代他们做了特别的标记，他们用这个羔羊献祭，这个灾难呢就越过了所有的这个希伯来人。
So the last plague that God had for the Jewish people is to put the lamb, the blood of the lamb on over the door, and so that the angel of death will pass it over.
所以呢，他们成功的可以从埃及逃出来。
So they can escape out of the Egypt.
之后呢，逾越节就成为以色列人他们所有的宗教节日里面最重要的一个。
So that become the most important holiday and for the Jewish people.
那么之后呢，其实我们读圣经也知道，耶稣基督他死的那一天呢，也是逾越节。
So as we know that Jesus was crucified, is also to shed the blood, is also the day of Passover.
但是在这个时候呢，耶稣他上耶路撒冷去。
So at this point, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
这地方用一个这个动词呢，上，是因为耶路撒冷城呢本来就是在这个地势比较高的地方建立的。
So the word they use is up, is because the Jerusalem is located on the top of the, is on top of the hill.
而且呢，在整个耶路撒冷城中最高的那个地方呢，建立的有神的圣殿。
So in this area, the highest elevation, the location is where the temple is located.
按照旧约的律法，到了逾越节的这一天，所有的这个以色列人，信仰耶和华神的人，要到这个圣殿去献祭。
So as Jewish people, as they are accustomed, then every year during this time,Everyone is going to go. They are all go up to the Jerusalem.
圣殿一共有多少个呢？
How many temples out there?
只有一个。
That's only one.
就是在耶路撒冷的这个圣殿。
That is only located on the hill, the top of the in Jerusalem.
逾越节的那一天呢，不光是耶路撒冷的人要去圣殿。
So at that day, it's not only the Jewish people. They goes to the temple.
甚至不光是全以色列的人要到圣殿去。
They are not only the Jewish people goes to temple.
而且这个分散在列邦列国中的犹太人，还有那些信仰耶和华神的外邦人，他们也要到耶路撒冷的这个圣殿来。
So that's not only for the people in that local people, but as well as all those people being scattered all over the place, all the Jewish, as well as those people who believe in Christ, in God. Also.To come to worship.
所以一年一度呢，逾越节的这个日子，在耶路撒冷城是非常非常热闹的。
So that's once a year that become a really really busy in the city of Jerusalem.
当耶稣来到了圣殿，我们一起来读十四节。
So verse 14.
看见殿里有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。
And in the temple court, he found the people selling cattle.Sheep and dove and the other things, the table exchanger monies.
我们读到这里的时候，我们看见在殿里，或者我们其实读这个别的翻译的时候呢，更精确的是在这个圣殿的院子里面。
So that over here, they talk about the temple court, which is the part that belong part of the temple.
有卖牛羊鸽子的。
So over there, they sell the cattle, sheep.And the dove.
还有做这个外汇兑换的。
And also they have a money exchange.
为什么呢？因为这个很多人是从远处来这里献祭的。
So because a lot of people who travel a distance to come to worship.
这个律法上呢记载，你有钱的人呢要用牛羊，没有钱的人呢可以用鸽子来献祭。
So for those people who are rich, they can offer cattle. Or for those people who are poor, they can offer doves.
但是因为很多人从远处来，他们不好呢一直带着这样的牲畜一路走来，或者是来呢这些牲畜的这个状态都已经很不好了。
So it is not convenient for the people to travel with the cattle.And for long distance, or once if they arrive, they may be hurt as well.
所以为了满足这样的需求呢，有精明的商人就卖这些可以献祭的牲畜给这些人。
So of course, the businessmen found an opportunity to sell those the offering animals.
那么按照这个律法的规定呢，他们要献上这个给这个圣殿的交这个交税，交十一税。
So they are also they need to tithe, and when they come to the temple.
但是圣殿呢，只能接受这个本地用的钱币。
So they can only use their specific coin.
很多的犹太人这时候其实可能大概有一半左右的犹太人是生活在别的国家的。
So there are about 50% of the people that travel from other countries.
包括那些敬拜耶和华的外邦人，他们来的时候呢，带的是本国的货币。
So even with those other people who come with their local money.
所以呢，也有商人就是提供这样的外汇兑换的业务。
So there are businessmen that they provide such a service to exchange the money.
我讲到这个时候呢，我相信有的弟兄姐妹已经有误会了。
So maybe some people has a misunderstanding at this point.
你们会说啊哈，侯牧师准备这篇讲道是为了特别反对今天下午在教会停车场卖鱼的事情。
That may be those people who maybe sell who is maybe against maybe Pastor Ho is against that the people is coming to sell us fish and crab this afternoon.
那么。这个圣殿的院子跟我们教会的停车场是不是一样的呢？
So the temple court is are they the same as a church parking lot?
不是一样的。
They are different.
圣殿呢，我们之前学习过啊，包括这个圣所里面有至圣所。
So like what we have in the temple court temple is that they have a temple and the holy temple.
虽然呢这个建筑物很宏大，但是根本没有办法承载所有的那些来敬拜的人。
So even though this is, the temple is really big, but yet cannot take up all everyone.
只有这个祭司还有成年的男性呢，可以在这个圣所的这个地方来献祭来敬拜。
So there's also in the inner court. That's only they can only can take those priests. They can worship.
那么对于妇女还有外邦的信徒呢，也是给他们机会，就让他们在院子里面可以来敬拜。
So for the Jewish for the non-Jewish people or women, they worship in the outer court.
但是这个时候呢，圣殿的院子里面已经被这些。商业活动占据了。
So at that point, the temple court in the outer court has been occupied of with all the business people.
等于是剥夺了妇女还有外邦信徒他们敬拜神的权利。
So that took it takes away those women or the Gentile when they come to worship.
我们看到耶稣发脾气了。
So over here, Jesus was angered.
我们一起来读约翰福音二章十五节。
Let's read John 2, verse 15.
耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出殿去，到处兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子。
And so he made a whip out of the court and drove all from the temple court, both the sheep.Cattle and scattered the coin of the money exchangers and overturned their tables.
耶稣看到圣殿，包括这个院子，这都是神圣的地方。
So Jesus looked at the temple, including the court. They are all being dedicated to God.
这里应该是敬拜神的地方。
And this is the place to worship God.
但是被这样的商业活动所占据了。
But it's taken over by the business people.
剥夺了很多人来敬拜神的权利。
And it takes away the rights for a lot of people who will come to worship God.
耶稣呢，临时做成一个鞭子，把牛羊都赶出去。
So on the spot, and Jesus made a whip and then cast out all these animals.
他把这个兑换外汇的人的这个钱呢，都倒出来。
And he also scattered all their money exchangers.
他把他们的桌子呢，都掀翻了。
And flip over their table.
我们看到耶稣真的是发了很大的脾气。
So you can see that Jesus was really angered about it.
但是我注意到一点。
But I noticed one thing.
他在这个过程中没有打人。
But he did not hit people.
他针对的是这些不对的事情。
So he was focused on those things for the things that is not correct.
但他的心里呢，依然是爱所有的人，包括罪人。
But he still has a compassion to the people, even the sinners.
然后呢，在十六节，我们一起来读耶稣他有一个圣洁的宣告。
So on the verse 16, they have the declaration of holiness.
又对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的殿当作做买卖的地方。
To those who sold dove, he said, get this out of here, and stop turning my father's house into a market.
很多时候呢，人们在这里解释，就是做买卖这种商业活动。本身就是低贱，是罪恶的。
So sometimes people interpret that to do any business, the business is a lowly work.
但是这个其实是不对的。
But this is not the Bible says.
商业活动这种交易，其实是我们正常的经济生活的一部分。
So business transaction is normal for our daily life.
我们在交换的过程中，这个。人们可以专注在自己比较擅长的经济领域，然后呢，我们其他的需求可以通过跟别人的交换来得以满足。
So that when we do the business transaction, then you are using your expertise and to exchange with other people as well.
这个其实是经济发展非常重要的一环。
It is very important for the developing of the economy of the society.
但耶稣在这里，他真正发怒的原因是什么呢
？But what is the reason for Jesus was get so angry?
并不是这个商业活动本身是罪恶的。
So it is not the activity of the business being a sin.
而是在敬拜神的地方做这个除了敬拜神之外的这些事情，这个是不对的。
But rather is that you are doing the business in God's worship court.
在马太福音另外一处这个平行的经文，耶稣在这里说，我的殿必成为祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
And Jesus mentioned in the book of Matthew, said that my house will be called,
I'm sorry,
will be, the house will be called the, pray, the house of prayer, but you are making it a den of a robber.
耶稣说的话呢，说得很重。
So Jesus is really kind of serious about it.
因为他呢，心中非常的焦急。
Yeah, because he was really urgently for these issues.
这个第十七节我们一起来读。
So let's read the verse 17.
他的门徒就想起经上记着说，我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
His disciple remembered that it is written, zeal of for your house will consume me.
门徒呢想起来旧约的圣经里面有这样的一句话，刚好能够描述耶稣此时此刻他的这样的心态。
So the disciple remembered that there's a verse in the Old Testament that expresses the heart of Christ.
我们说耶稣基督他这个愤怒呢是公义的愤怒，叫做义怒。
So over here we are talking about it is the righteous anger.
那么它的原因是什么呢
？Now what is the reason for it?
因为耶稣看见圣殿的神圣性被玷污了。
Is because Jesus saw that the temple's sanctity is being defiled.
这些来敬拜神的人，他们在这个商业活动中 这些穷人被剥削
and that all the poor people, their rights has been exposited.
而且这些妇女还有这些外邦的信徒，他们敬拜神的权利也被剥夺了。
And also their rights to worship God has been taken away.
还有就是神的荣耀被亵渎了。
And also he says that the God's glory being blasphemed.
那么耶稣基督他这样的发怒的目的是什么呢
？So what is the purpose of this righteous anger?
我们看到他没有打人。
He did not hurt anybody.
他只是制止了他们所做的错事。
But he accused for those people who did this terribly wrong.
耶稣基督同样有这个对事不对人的这样的原则。
So Jesus focused on the issue, not the people.
他这样发怒的目的不是为了伤害，而是为了恢复。
So when his for this righteous anger is not for revenge, but is for redemption to recover people.
他不是为了报复，而是为了救赎。
And he is for their salvation, for the redemption.
讲到这里呢，有一些平时脾气不太好的弟兄姐妹开始高兴了。
So maybe people who sit here who has a short temper, maybe they got an excuse now.
你看我这个有时候发脾气也没有太大问题，耶稣也是发脾气的。
They say, hey, look, sometimes I exploded, but see, Jesus did it too.
但是我们的愤怒一样是公义的愤怒吗
？But our anger was a righteous anger.
我们要问自己几个问题。
So we need to ask ourselves.
我为什么事情感到愤怒
？What kind of things make me angry?
我是为了自己的利益呢，还是为了神的荣耀
？It is my I feel angry. Is it because I'm sure? Is it because of my own gain or is for God's glory?
如何区分这个血气和圣灵的感动
？So how do we to distinguish the anger, the flesh, or from the Holy Spirit?
对，当我们要发脾气的时候呢，我们可以问自己这几个问题。
So when you is about to explore to get angry, then you can ask yourself.
我们来到今天的第二个部分。
So let's get to the second point.
就是至高的权柄。
That's a supreme authority.
来到的这个二章十八节，我们一起来读。
Verse 18.
因此犹太人问他说：“你既做这些事，还显什么神迹给我们看呢？”
And the Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove that you are authority to do this at all?"
这时候有些犹太人呢来质问耶稣。
As Jew, those are Pharisees to question Jesus.
你有什么这个证据能证明你有权柄来做这样的事情
？They challenge him that as a what authority do you have to do this kind of things?
你有没有这样的这个很明显的奇迹的这个事情能证明你有神圣的权柄
Do you have some the miracles to perform to prove that you have such authority?
来质问他的这些犹太人为什么这么着急呢
Then why they are so eagerly want to accuse Jesus?
他们是什么样的人呢
Then who are they?
有的神学家呢推测
So some theologian guessed.
这些犹太人可能是宗教领袖，可能是在圣殿里面做管理的人。
So they think that those Jewish people they were the caretaker of this temple.
为什么耶稣基督把这些做买卖的人赶出去？他们这么着急
？And why they are so anxious? Because just because Jesus cast out the business people.
有可能是这些商人在这个圣殿的院子里面。做买卖得到他们允许，甚至是给他们有经济回报的。
So that's likely is because they allow those business people to do business in the temple so that they can get some benefit, get commission out of it.
我感谢耶稣基督是一个这个包容拥抱，是一个充满喜乐的主。
I thank God that He is kind. He embraces with love.And he is also the graceful God.
我同样感谢耶稣基督，他也是一个会发脾气的主。
And I thank God that he is also sometimes get angry.
我最近两三个星期连续的看到，发生这个相似的事情。
So in the past few weeks, then I observed there's a few similar things.
在不同的国家。有家长带孩子去沙滩。
So there is a different countries and the parents bring the children to the beach.
家长在那里晒太阳，孩子在旁边挖沙坑。
And the parents is getting sunbathing, and the children is over there playing in the sand.
小孩子这个挖沙坑挖得很深很深，挖到三米四米。
So there is a case that the children they dig the hole just down all the way to like a 3 or 4 meters.
后来突然呢，这个沙子塌下来。
And then the sand collapsed.
有一个家庭，后来这个大家呢救援的及时，孩子救出来了。
So there is one family who are just because the people responded in time and they saved one of the child.
但是另外一个家庭呢，有一个十七岁的男孩，后来就死在了里面。
So but yet there is another family, a 17 years old of a son was buried.
很多时候家长是需要对孩子说不的。
So sometimes the parents need to say no to the children.
很多时候家长是需要鼓励孩子做正确的事情，然后这个纠正孩子做的不正确的事情。
Sometimes the parents' responsibility is to say no to the children to guide them to the right thing to do.
我有的时候在想，如果我们的神是永远宠溺我们、浇灌我们的神。
So I think that if God is always allow us to for us to do anything,
那他一定不是一个真正的爱我们的神。
Then he is not the one who really love us.
因为他真的爱我们。
But if he really love us,
所以他也会引导我们，甚至是纠正我们。
And so he will guide us as well as to correct us.
但是我们看见耶稣基督在整个过程中他没有打人。
So over the entire process, Jesus did not hurt people.
神恨恶罪。
God that hates crime, the sin.
但是他爱罪人。
But he loves sinners.
这样的纠正我们所做的事情也是爱的一部分。
So that's even the correction, the action of a correction is an expression of love as well.
那么来到二章十九节，我们一起来读。
So let's do the verse 19.
耶稣回答说：“你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。”
And Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up again in 3 days."
哇，这些犹太人的宗教领袖可能笑得这个直不起腰了。
So I think at this point, probably those religious leaders really laugh at Jesus.
他们想这个耶稣也太狂妄了。
So maybe they feel that Jesus is too boastful.
完全没有建筑学的常识。
And doesn't have the experience of building a temple.
我们一起来读二十节。
Verse 20.
犹太人便说，这殿是46年才造成的，你三日内就再建立起来吗？
They replied, it will take 46 years to build this temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days?
那么耶稣究竟是什么意思呢？
Then what does Jesus meant?
那么圣殿它真正的本质是什么呢？
Then what is the meaning of a temple?
圣殿的本质是神跟人连接的桥梁。
What the temple is the place that the people and God to meet. That's where they meet.
是神在人间的居所，是跟人连接的地方。
And that's where the dwelling place of God.That he can communicate with people.
然后我们在这个二十一节，圣经在这里告诉我们答案。
So that in the verse 21, give us the answer.
我们一起来读，但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿。
And about the temple he had spoken of was his body.
我们学习约翰福音第一章刚开始的时候。
So as we learn from the first John,
我们学到那样一位创造主的神，他自己取了人的这个有血有肉的身体，变成一个人来到我们中间。
And we found that the God took the human form and to come down this earth.
这时候，他是一个更加直接的神跟人之中间的一个桥梁，一个连接点。
So that's the most direct that for God to interface with a human.
在耶稣降临之前。这个旷野中的会幕，后来是这个圣殿，是一个唯一的神跟人连接的一个桥梁。
And during the in the Old Testament, that the God they go they meet the people through the temple, in the tent, in the tabernacles, and in the that desert.
但是耶稣降临之后，他是一个更完美的这样的一个圣殿。
And after Jesus become when God become man and come down to this earth, then His body become the temple is much much beautiful, better than the Old Testament.
那他为什么说你们拆毁这殿三日内我要再建起来呢
？But what he said that when after you destroy this temple, then I'm gonna raise it again.
这个三日，这个三天有什么特别的含义吗
？So what does that mean? The 3 days. What's the number 3 means?
我们后来读圣经的时候，我们知道耶稣基督他死后第三日复活。
So that refers to that Jesus was resurrected in 3 days.
这个鞭伤刑罚，特别是十字架上的这样的死刑，把这个耶稣基督这样一个真正的殿拆毁了。
So that through the very cruel punishment that with a whip and with a nail him on the cross, it destroyed his body.
但是三日后呢，这个殿就重新被建立起来了，就是耶稣基督的复活。
But after three days, on the third day, Jesus rested again.
那么这些犹太人质疑耶稣他的权柄。
So those Jewish people, they are challenging Jesus' authority.
我们在马太福音28:18这里看到耶稣有什么样的权柄呢
？So in verse 18, let's see what the authority Jesus has.
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给他了。”
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
其实耶路撒冷的这个圣殿在主后时间不长，大概主后就是公元后70年左右。就被完全的拆毁掉了。
So the temple itself, the physically is being destroyed, about 70 years A.D.
很多时候，神允许一些灾祸发生。
So sometimes God allows some disaster to happen.
有的时候我们能够理解，有的时候我们理解不了。
Sometimes we understand, sometimes we don't understand.
但是主后七十年，圣殿被完全的拆毁这个事情。我是能够理解的。
So, but I can understand why the temple, physical temple, was destroyed in 70 years in A.D.
因为这个圣殿它的历史使命已经完成了。
Because the purpose of the temple has been done.
耶稣基督已经来到我们中间。
And God through Jesus Christ already in among us.
他为我们受死复活。
Who has died for us and has been resurrected.
而且他赐下圣灵保惠师给所有信主的人。
And he gave us all the Holy Spirit in every believers.
我们旧约时代那个一定要全世界的人都到耶路撒冷那个圣殿才能够去敬拜神去献祭、那个圣殿他已经不再需要了。
So that's what happened is that there's no need for people to gather from all over the world physically to go to come to worship. There's no such needs anymore.
我们一起来读这个约翰福音2:22。
Let's read verse 22.
所以到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
After he was raised from the dead.His disciple recalled what he said. Then they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken.
耶稣在他死和复活之前，很久他就已经通过这样的话来预言。
So that Jesus has prophesied about that his death and his resurrection.
他说：“你们拆毁这殿，三日内我要再建起来。”
He prophesied that the temple that you destroy.Will be erased again in 3 days.
当时同他在一起的这些门徒呢，一直到这后来这些事情发生了，他们才理解耶稣当时所说的话。
So that even the disciple didn't realize until he resurrected from the dead.
那么在约翰福音1:14。
So in the verse John chapter 1 verse 14 says.
我们来看为什么我们说耶稣他是真正的殿。
And why did Jesus that refer himself is the true temple?
十四节说道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光
The word became flesh and made the dwelling among us We have seen his glory the glory of the one and the only son who came from the father full of grace and truth
新约时代耶稣基督他是真正的殿
And during in the New Testament Jesus himselfIs the true temple.
不光是耶稣基督
This is not only Jesus.
信主的这些信徒也成为新的圣殿
And even the, for those Christians who believe, who accept Christ, become a part of the temple as well.
在哥林多前书三章十六节
And in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
这里说岂不知你们是神的殿神的灵住在你们里头吗
And don't you know that, that you yourself are God's temple and that, that God's spirit dwelling in your midst?
因为这个耶稣基督他复活升天以后应许要给我们圣灵保惠师与我们同在
And after Jesus resurrected from the dead, he promised that he will send the Holy Spirit to be with, dwelling in us, be with us.
我们信耶稣的人呢就有圣灵在我们的这个身体里面内住
So that for those Christians, for those believers, that the Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
我们每一个信徒呢，就是神跟人连接的桥梁。
So we become the vehicle, the vessel for people and God to connect the people and God.
然后在哥林多前书六章十九节这里说
Then the first Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 says
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗
Do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit?
不光是这个主耶稣基督不光是个体的 圣徒
That's not only the Jesus Christ not only the Christians
我们的教会我们所有这个耶稣基督他的身体我们这些信徒集合起来组成的教会也是新的圣殿
So that with all our Christians all get together and through all the Christians we are the body of Christ
在以弗所书二章二十一到二十二节这里说
that In the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 21 and 22
各房靠他联络得合适渐渐成为主的圣殿你们也靠他同样同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在
In him the whole building is joined together and raised to be and raises to become the holy temple in the Lord and in him you too are being built together to become the dwelling in which God lives by his spirit
然后在这个新约圣经最后一卷书《启示录》里面给我们这样的应许。
And also in the book of Revelation, in the last book of the Bible.
看呢，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them.They will be in his people, and God himself will be with them and to be their God.
在启示录里面预言，到了末后的日子，到了后来主的日子，神他的帐幕，他真正的这个同在，要在我们中间，要与人同住。
So that in the at the end of the stage, like God really prophesies that God's temple will be dwelling among us and to dwell with us together.
在旧约约珥书里面先知预言将来有一天对于耶和华神的认识对他的了解会像水充满海洋一样充满这个世界
So in the book of Earth that also they describe that one day that God's presence will be just like the water filling in the ocean
我想那天会多么的美好我不需要再去相信神存在
So at that time, the issue of whether God exists is no longer the issue.
我完全就是生活在他的同在之中的。
Because you'll be living in the presence of God.
甚至是这个启示录里面记载，到了新耶路撒冷城，不需要有太阳、月亮，还有各种的这个天上的发光体。
So also the mention in the book of Revelation that there's no more need for the sun or anything to give a light anymore.
因为所有的这个光的源头就是神他自己就在那里。
Because the source of the light is Christ, is God Himself.
好的，我们今天呢来看耶稣基督，他发脾气了。
So, but today we see that Jesus was have the righteous anger.
他看到一个敬拜神的地方呢，没有很好的来做这个完成他的使命。
So he saw that the temple place did not serve his purpose.
那么我一开始问大家，就是我们今天教会里面还有没有一些类似的问题？如果耶稣来到我们中间，他会发脾气的。
So this is my question like earlier that do we have any things that we do in the church that if Jesus can come physically to here, will he get angry?
我们今天这个经文里也学习到耶稣基督他是真正的圣殿。
So we now today we learn that Jesus that he himself is the true temple.
虽然他曾经被拆毁，但是三日内神又重新把它建造起来。
Even though his temple was destroyed, but God raised him up in 3 days.
所以今天我们要敬拜神，我们不需要坐飞机飞到耶路撒冷，然后去到圣殿里面去献上这个牛羊或者鸽子。
So today, as we worship God, we don't have to fly to Jerusalem to offer our cattle and the sheep.
我们在世界上任何一个角落，只要我们奉耶稣基督的名聚会。神的灵就与我们同在。
So now in anywhere that as long as we worship God in Jesus' name, then God is with us.
到了最后呢，我们一起来背诵二章十九节这节经文。
So let's try to memorize the chapter 2 and verse 19.
我们读三遍之后呢，会有考试。
So after we're going to read 3 times, and then now we'll check do you remember it?
我们一起来读。
So let's read.
耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。大家准备好了吗？请跟旁边的人来背诵出来。
Can you recite to the people next to you?
好，大家背得很快。
Well, that's great. Everyone memorized it by now.
好，我们一起来低头做一个祷告。
So let's bow down our head and pray.
亲爱的阿爸天父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Heavenly Father, the Son, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样美好的经文，让我们更多的来认识你。
We thank you that you give us beautiful words that we can worship you.
我们感谢你，你是带着微笑，这个充满喜乐拥抱人的主。
We thank you that you embrace us with your kindness and love.
我们也感谢你，你是一个会发脾气来纠正我们的主。
And we thank you that you have a righteous anger to guide and to correct us.
求你带领我们每一个人，带领教会，让我们在你的心意里面活，来服侍。
So we pray that you guide us so that we can all live in your guidance.
我们把我们接下去的日子都仰望在你的手里面，愿意你来带领，愿意来充满我们，愿意让我们变得更加的像你。
So we pray that all our remaining days be in your hands, that you will guide us, that so we be more like you.
感谢你，你让圣灵充满我们，让我们每一个人就成为神和人中间这样的连接点。
We thank you that we become the channel of a blessing with from you to the people.
求你让我们活出你的荣光来。
So let us live out your glory.
让别人看见我们就觉得我们有点不一样。
So the other people see us, then they can sense the difference.
让我们能够带给这个世界更多的温暖和光明。
So that we can bring the warmth and the light to this world.
求你亲自的来吸引更多的人来认识你。
We pray that you will draw more people to know you.
主啊，谢谢你。孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
We thank you, pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.